starting your show late. Okay, Lance already.
That's all right. That was fun to listen to.
I thought he was going to hang out. I didn't know. I would have said goodbye to him.
No, I think he is.
Is he still hanging out?
I would love to. Yeah. If he has time, I want to talk music with him.
Yeah.
That was cool to listen to on the way in. That was a good radio. I'm so thankful for you two.
So, why? What were you listening to before?
Usually podcast? It was a mix between Sway in the Morning and then Jim and Sam on Sirius XM. And then sometimes Mike and Mike.
Oh, yeah?
But now I keep it local with you two.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice to hear, Raheel. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. You have a listener in me, John.
Thanks, Raheel.
Del, I'm gonna start sitting
do you
here
listen to us in the morning, though?
When I have to.
When he's not watching Complex News?
Yeah, I got the
you notice he disappears for entire segments?
Well, it depends. Well, sometimes you take a step back. You don't always chime in. It depends on what's going on. And right now, the Infinity War trailer is out. So can you guys stop talking to me so I can finish watching?
All right, John. Good luck, buddy.
The what trailer?
Avengers Infinity War.
I don't know what that is.
Of course you don't. Dude, you need to watch Punisher, by the way.
I know.
I finished it. Oh, my God.
You know what
we got
on yesterday instead? Godless.
I haven't messed
with that.
I watched the entire, during my Miami sabbatical, after they got beat by Pitt, I watched all this Netflix stuff.
That's
to get through the weekend, I watched all of Godless. It was
what
good.
Is it about?
It's about Old West. It's about Frank Griffin, who's a bad dude.
Yeah, it's Jeff Daniels, formerly Will McAvoy from The Newsroom.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's an old Western show?
Yeah.
A guy.
Man, Western shows are in now. Westworld is hot.
Yes.
This show's hot now.
Well.
Like, last 2 years ago, it was all about the Escobars.
Now.
That was hot.
Now, what's
now,
that about?
We're moving to the Old West.
Frank Griffin does not like Roy Good. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Okay.
Roy Good is an English actor in real life. He's a real.
He didn't sound English to me.
And the woman he had, the woman who he takes him in.
English.
English as well. She's from Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey. Mary from Downton Abbey. From
Your
Downton
wife
Abbey.
Let you know who that was, or did you already know?
No, I knew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're up on Downton Abbey?
I knew some Downton Abbey, yeah.
All right.
My wife loved it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a good, we only watched the first one and a half.
Oh, it gets good.
It gets good?
Yeah.
I got to put that up, Mindhunter, and then.
Oh, Mindhunter's good.
I need to put that up, and then.
It gets slow in the middle, but it gets.
Yeah, I've heard
it.
It's still, that's fine. I don't mind slow television. I don't mind that at all.
Yeah.
Like, if there's good writing in it, and you just kind of keep up with it,
and
it's
you're
okay.
Like, at some point, you're going to go, okay, let's get back to the serial killers. Yeah. Okay.
Dude, Punisher, the last two episodes of Punisher, incredible. The way they ended that show, you're like, ooh, this is.
So wait, how many are there?
13 episodes.
13 episodes?
At one point, my wife goes, is this scene over yet? I can't watch this. It's that graphic.
See, I haven't watched Punisher. I'm on, right now I'm on the Confession Tapes. There's so much
Confession
new
tapes
stuff.
Is all right.
It's all right.
I tried it.
I thought it was going
to
be good.
And they're so much better. You need to catch up.
No. I'm up.
Bon, what are you up on right now? What are you watching?
Because, you know, you turn on Netflix and they're like, hey, we got 7 new shows for Netflix. Mm. I'm just trying to.
Well, Godless. Are you on Godless
yet? No, I heard that's great.
Yeah.
My podcast buddy on Off Script, Eric Layden's Godless is fantastic.
When Dell lost, Miami lost, Dell just went Godless for the whole weekend.
I watched Netflix the entire weekend.
Is Godless good?
It's really good, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to.
I got one and a half episodes in it.
I'm
good.
Still trying to get guys to watch season 3 of Narcos. Nobody wants to watch
on.
It.
Dude,
Narcos, we're already done with it.
Nobody wanted to watch it because it didn't
about?
Have Pablo.
Because Pablo was dead.
Oh,
and then
no.
You watch
it's
the
just
best season.
As good.
It's the best
if
season.
If not better.
I think 1 and 3.
There's no crutch of Pablo. No, season 3, there's no crutch of Pablo. It's actual good writing. The acting is better.
Yeah.
Maria's in it.
I got to tell you, 3 was fantastic.
What's up, son?
Hey, yeah.
Maria?
I'm going to get a lot of flack for this, but I'm of the frame of mind now. I think Narcos, after season 3's writing, I think they're on the same level as The Wire or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fair statement.
I'm watching, speaking of The Wire, I'm watching David Simon. I'm watching The Deuce on 1970s New York.
Yeah, how was that?
It was good. But, you know, no one does a piece, a location piece or period piece better than David Simon. He did Baltimore with The Wire. He did Tremé, New Orleans, where he really captured, like, real New Orleans. And then I watched The Deuce. I mean, I'm like, wow, man, this is 1970s New York. That was just a different deal altogether. And there's a comedy that came out on Showtime called I'm Dying Up Here about stand-up comedians
in
L.A. trying to make it in the 70s. And that 70s thing is getting kind of hot where they're trying to go back and show the 70s. But The Deuce is worth your time. It was good. I didn't think it was great, But it was classic David Simon, where you have moments you just think, man, this feels so real. It's like I'm watching a documentary.
And that's the one where James Franco is playing two guys.
James Franco is playing twins. Yeah. One's a screw up.
Oh, yeah. Got to say, it was good, huh?
Yeah, it's good. Pimps, and then this prostitute ends up getting into the it's at the very end. She flips into like directing and adult movies, because adult movies started to be okay in New York. It was how the New York City police were trying
when
to
are
work.
They not okay?
Yeah. New York City police were working hand in hand with the prostitution stuff. Like, they were getting a cut of everything. It was,
wow.
You got a real feel. Yeah. And New York, they look, man, it was just dirty. And they showed the Bronx what it used to look like. Brooklyn, what it used to look like.
Have you done Manhunt?
Mindhunter.
No,
Manhunt, I heard, is good, too.
It's excellent.
Ted Kaczynski. I hadn't seen it yet, but I heard it's really good.
You got to get up on stuff.
It's a good time right now.
Get up on nothing.
Get up on linebackers.
When music was easily available online and you could put it up on different platforms and different artists could get shine, is it kind of like that? Where
you mean
TV,
when people
like,
were stealing on Napster?
No, not that. Oh, like, okay. SoundCloud, it's easier to put up albums, put up songs, and share it. It's so easy now. And different artists that probably couldn't get it. It's kind of like with TV now. If you have a good show, you have something good, there's a place to put it.
Yeah, you don't have to go through the, you know, when we first started, you had to be signed to Def Jam or Jive Records or Priority or somebody. You don't have to even be signed to a record company anymore, but you do have to know more about the music business. That's the other side of it. So it's easier to get the music out there, but it's also that much more easier to get taken advantage of. A lot of these young artists have these records they take off and they don't have the proper paperwork with the music and the track and stuff. Like, there's a kid now, he's got a really hot song, but his manager bought the beat offline, which is what a lot of kids are doing. They're selling their music online for like $250 just so anybody could buy it and get their name out there. So this kid bought a beat offline. His manager sold the beat to a record company, and now the record company is saying, well, you might as well sign with us because we own your record anyway. You can't sign with anybody else because we own. So they bought the music out from under the artists. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. And the kid's only like 16 years old.
God, man.
That's terrible.
He's got a nationwide record now. It's a hit record.
You know who was up in that suite, too? I don't know if you saw him. Rich O'Toole was up there. You know,
yeah,
Rich.
Yeah. Good guy.
But he's a real good guy. And we were hanging out with him for one of the games. And he was telling us, he goes, every time somebody plays a song on whatever, Spotify or Pandora or whatever,
Google Play,
get like 0.02 of a penny.
Yeah.
Like 2% of one penny.
It takes a lot of plays.
He's like, I got my 75 cent check. It's awesome this year. Congratulations to me. He's is it that bad?
It can be. I mean, obviously, you know, you still have the performance and the record sale money and that kind of stuff. But no, as an independent artist, man, you know, you have to really, you have to be a real hustler. When people think hustler, people think selling drugs. And a hustler means you know how to sell yourself. Yeah. And you have to be able to have some kind of hustle to yourself and know how to sell yourself to the people. A lot of times it's not even, that's why you look at a lot of social media accounts with the younger artists. It's a lot of, you know, them wilding out and going, doing crazy stuff, because people aren't just buying the music. They're buying into the lifestyle. You got to sell. You're not just selling music, you're selling yourself as well, more than anything.
It's so fascinating with independent artists. Like Chance the Rapper is, of course, the biggest one right now, because he didn't sign with anybody. Yeah, he's independent still. Never signed with anybody. Grammy nomination and the politics that come with that.
Well, winning.
You know, winning it. And Grammy, like, it's incredible what he did. And then, you know, even though Donald Glover is signed, his music, his last album, it's not traditional hip-hop. It's just him making music.
Yeah, it's not traditional music. It's much closer to like what Bootsy Collins and George Clinton and those guys were
doing. And it's a beautiful album, and that gets nominated for Album of the Year. And you're just like, these guys.
Well, he completely flipped it, too. He didn't do anything like that before.
It's awesome.
No, I've known him for years. Yeah. Glover? Yeah, yeah.
As a lyricist, he is crazy talented.
Del and I, like, since 2006, 2007, when he started putting stuff out, we were like, man, this guy's the next big thing. When he was writing for 30 Rock,
well, that's why I became a fan before the music, as a writer, you know, being plucked as a 20-year-old kid.
Some people that
writing
are
writing for a TV show.
They're just they're just brilliant. You can't. There's they have it.
He'd been working on Atlanta for years. I was trying to get on there, but I couldn't get on.
That's one of the best shows of the year.
The scene where the Migos are in the woods. He had been talking about that scene. He didn't know. He originally wanted like Gucci Mane for that scene.
Man,
that but then Gucci got like locked up, and then it was a whole bunch of stuff because Atlanta was in development.
Did you get up on Atlanta yet?
Not yet. I know. I need to watch
that. Now, if you want to binge watch something, that's.
Paper that's Boy.
A show. I heard it's really good.
They did him. They did
nominated,
like a,
right? Gold Globes.
Yeah, no. That's an amazing show to watch.
Paperboy. Yeah. I'm about that Paperboy. So simple.